Welcome to Waifimo.com, the podcast hosted by me, Roger Lopez Bennett, a born dreamer. In this podcast, we feature young entrepreneurs who have founded their first startup before 30. Why? Well, because under 30 founders are rare and sometimes not taken seriously, but their stories are even more interesting than the rest. And before starting this episode, let me remind you that extra information about the speakers can be found on waifimo.com/podcast. Enjoy! So knowing you, you know, you started from, you know, from scratch, like, where do you keep all your stock? Like, you know, just at home, or because you ordered, like you said, 1,000? No, 100, right?
Yeah, no, first. 100. First yeah. order, 100. And these were the ones that I led the people. And yeah. most of the people actually bought the top fit. And most of them told me, okay, this is super cool. This is work. It works perfect for me. And that's when I start, and I did a second order of 250 belts more. Yeah, 250 more. And yeah, the fact is that it's a small product, and it is like, yeah, it's not heavy. It's not heavy, so yeah. I can store it at home, and I think it is more comfortable for me to have at home. And when I yeah. have to send it, I call the shipping company and they come to my house and they take it and they send it. It's wow. easier. And I think that once you have like maybe 100 orders per day, okay, maybe it's time to
get a warehouse or something.
Yes, yeah, so a warehouse yeah. and to automate to do it more automatic, all the process. Cool. But for where I was in that time, I thought it wasn't necessary.
Baby steps first, like, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's it.
Cool. Yeah, so you sell directly, right, to the customer?
Yeah, the first 100 orders, yeah, but after them, I started with the online store and all this stuff.
And so you don't use Amazon at all, like on like just through your website?
Okay, that was a very important thought I had in like some months ago, and I really thought it could be a great marketplace to expand the product and to let it know the product. Okay, mm-hmm. And I actually registered to Amazon sellers, but I didn't use it to sell. I just used our online store. Okay. Because you can, well, it is I think it's a very good place to also store or to sell the product, but for that moment I didn't think it was the right moment to do it.
Yeah, and you know, the pro that I see here is that you keep all the profit and if you sell yeah. it on Amazon, they keep, you know, part of it. So
yes, that's another fact. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you kind of, you know, said this, but how was the launching phase and did you have any issues during this, you know, time?
Okay. As I said at the beginning, I started Top Fit not 2 years, like 1 year and a half ago. And I started so motivated and working every day, and I was very constant, but that there was a problem. Okay, the problem was that I was studying until last week. I was studying industrial engineer, mm-hmm. and it took me a lot of time out. Okay, I had to study a lot, and I wasn't able to dedicate enough time to Top Fit. Mm-hmm. And this was a fact, and I had to be totally honest with me and think, okay, now I have studies. And my point was, okay, I prefer finishing the studies as soon as I can, mm-hmm. and my career as soon as I can, and then I will be able to be completely or full-time with Top Fit. Yeah.
Cool.
And that's it. And now that I have finished, I'm planning to dedicate not full time, but yeah, try to every day do something, be active on Instagram and Facebook and all these social networks. And in future, like as you said, the question was future plans. I would really love creating more products. Okay, my career is a technological career. I love technology. I love sports. So my long term would be to unite these two factors and do something much bigger than Top Fit. Okay, maybe Top Fit is just the beginning and it's just the seed, but to do something that unites these two factors and because sincerely are my both passions.
Mm-hmm. You think you could use the Top Fit brand to, you know, make it even bigger, or is it going to be a completely different thing?
Well, that's not, I don't know, but I think it could be a very good starting point because now I have like a very small, but like a small seed and I think I like the name. I feel it like it is cool. Mm-hmm. So I would really like it to use Top Fit. It would be like emblematic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the word. And yeah, so I was also looking at the Top Fit Instagram, and you know, like I know, like, you know, brands starting up have a bit of problem, you know, getting engagement and, you know, getting like, I don't know, not just likes, but also comments and, you know, reposts and stuff. But I feel like you have a very high engagement, like for like, you know, taking into account your followers and stuff, like, I feel like you have a very high engagement. Like, how do you do it?
Yes, sincerely. Okay, I think that, for example, if you look around Instagram, you will find a lot of page that has more than 10K followers, and you go into a post and maybe that post only has like 40 likes or 10 likes and has no comments. And that's not good because people knows it and they see it. It's not a good thing for your brand, okay? So what I have done a lot with Top Fit is to contact runners, okay, local runners that has a lot of engagement in their own profiles, and to contact them. Many times they have been the ones that have contact Top Fit to do a promo, and what I did what we have done with Top Fit is to send them the Top Fit for free, and so that they can use it, they can promote it in their profiles, and yeah, key factor is that many people doesn't go running alone, okay? Yeah. They go with friends or family or this stuff. So if you go running with a friend and you see that he's wearing something rare in as a belt, you will ask to them, what's this? Okay, what are you wearing here? What is this? I've never seen something like this. And maybe that's when they see that it is working perfect for his friend or for her friend, and he really likes it and he uses it every day. That's when everything, let me check it, and maybe if I liked it and if you tell me that it is pretty comfortable, why don't I buy it? And many orders, many people that ordered the product came from this.
So it's, you know, basically word of mouth. It's like no paid ads, no paid anything, just word of mouth.
Yes, it is, as you said, but I have also done paid ads.
Okay.
I've done paid ads, but it is a fact that Facebook ads, I did Facebook ads, okay? Ads on Instagram and Facebook are difficult now, and you have to have a big budget.
Yeah.
Okay. To know all the metrics and yeah, it's quite difficult. And I've did and we've done a Facebook ad. It had results, good results, but not as good to do it constantly.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like for campaigns. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now it's Black Friday. Okay. Let's set a that set up a Black Friday campaign, and yeah, they were effective. Okay, but for every day or for the long term, it was not worth it.
Yeah, because I guess if you, you know, just paste it on Instagram and Facebook ads, you're just burning cash like like crazy. Yeah.
And I think if you have a bigger budget, you can do it, and it's a very good thing if you have the knowledge too. It is a very good thing to expand the project and the product and the brand, but you have to know, you have to have the budget and the knowledge and the time too. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I didn't have enough time to set all these and all this stuff to set a good campaign. So that's why I thought, okay, maybe let's not burn cash out and try to talk with some local influencers or these kind of things.
Have you used influencers?
Yes. Oh, yes, quite cool. Them. But it is a fact that in my case, with Topfit, local influencers performed better than top influencers.
Really?
Why? Because top influencers, yes, it's super true, because top influencers, you have to pay them a lot of money. And yeah, maybe you are going to get some sales or some orders from the influencers. But when you do the balance, it is not worth it.
Yeah.
And when contacting or to local influencers, you don't have to pay them anything. You just have to send the product for free. And it works perfect. Works. Maybe you're not going to receive 100 orders next day, but in the long term, it works
better,
100% better than the other things. Yeah.
I feel like because they're like closer to the people they know, so they can, you know, easily, yes, you know, get them to buy it. So,
yes.
Sure. Yeah. And yeah, so getting to the end, what's your biggest down moment? And, you know, has it been related to your age? Like, has your age been a barrier to do this? Like, yeah. Have you had any age related issues?
I wouldn't say this, not at all. But maybe it's true that sometimes when people knew or that it hasn't been a problem for me, because I am like super confident on the project, on the product, and I know it is a very, very good product. Okay. But there is always the friend or people that maybe see that a 19-year-old has created the brand, and maybe they can feel like, okay, that's not gonna go, and that's not gonna be successful, or that's not gonna go anywhere. But sincerely, I didn't care at all about this.
Exactly,
there's always good shit stuff like coming from everywhere. And okay, just be confident with what you're doing with the product, and yeah. But obviously, there always, if there was a critic, and it criticized, I was always open to hear it and try to improve.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, looking at it from the, you know, the positive side always, and, you know, yes, lift the haters apart, but also, you know, yeah, getting their feedback as well. And yeah, you know, the last question. So, you know, I ask this to everyone, and, you know, people kind of hate it, but what's your goal in life? And, you know, what do you want to be remembered for?
That's a quite difficult question.
Yep.
But I think what I want to be remembered is to have helped a lot of people as much as I could. I don't want to be remembered to be a successful guy or all this stuff. I want to be remembered that a person that with what he has done, he has been able to help a lot of people. And I think this would be like the greatest thing.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you, Arnau. Thanks for coming here. It was a pleasure having you here. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure our listeners did as well. And they learned from, you know, your experience. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and thank you to you, Roger, for thinking about TopFit and me. It's been a pleasure.
Come on, don't be sad. I mean, yeah, it's the end of the episode, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. Well, I mean, yeah, it kind of is for some of you guys, right? Because you guys love this podcast, and I'm very, very, very thankful for that. But, yeah, before the next one comes out, which is going to be on Tuesday next week, you'll get to listen to a snippet of the next episode.
A way to avoid that, in my opinion, is don't spend too much money at first, right? Just test something with as less money as you can. Don't have too many employees at first. Make sure your burn rate, your cash burn, is as low as possible. Just, you know, the necessary stuff. And see if it works, you know, first, before spending tons of money. And if it doesn't work, you pivot, you move to something else. And then you start investing money when you have some traction, so that, you know, the growth is linear instead of being risky.
Oh well, that's all for today. So yeah, don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, on YouTube, wherever you're listening to these on or watching it. And yeah, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.